You are listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. Though located in the heart of the Silicon Valley, you will hear fervent, old-fashioned revival preaching from the pulpit of North Valley Baptist Church. It is our desire that you will be helped by this gospel message.
I want to live my life in joy. I don't expect happiness to motivate me. Amusement parks, sports arenas, malls, money, that's all external. Joy is not external, it comes from in here. We sang what we did. I got the joy, joy, joy down in my heart. Joy comes from within. And it expresses itself, that's a big statement, outside, outward. Happiness can never put joy in our heart. We're looking at what produces joy. And we saw that verse on a Sunday night a few weeks ago, Psalm 16, verse 1, in thy presence. We just heard about it. Surely the presence of the Lord in thy presence is fullness of joy. Joy comes from the presence of God. And he walks with me. And he talks with me. And he tells me, have you been in the presence of God today? It may have been in your vehicle, just driving by yourself. It may have been lying in bed this morning. You said, I'm just going to lay here another 20 minutes before I get out of bed. You just lay there and get in the presence of God and say, I'm committing this day to you. It may be in your Bible, personal Bible time. It may have been a song like right there. It's just all wonderful. Coming to God's house, walking in the presence with God. You will not experience joy outside of the presence of God. And then last Sunday night, we saw that joy is with the people of God. God's people. I mentioned it last Sunday night that every church has nutcases. I love God's people. Tomorrow, it'll be 54 years ago that my wife's dad hired me to begin to serve the Lord with them. I can recall, and I won't go off on that subject, God sent me as a young man so many men and ladies in that church that were such a blessing. Old Brother Jim Tucker, he'd be probably 100 something if he was alive. Jim Tucker just took me under his wing, and his sweet wife, Southern woman, just took country woman, just took me under their arm and wing. They fed me. He and a few other men of the church, you know the story, put a new motor in my six-cylinder car. And one Saturday afternoon, they did the ring job, the valve job, and tuned it all up, put it back together, and didn't charge me a dime. I love God's people. God's people have been so good. Sometimes I look around, everything I have, these shoes today, I didn't buy these. I was preaching in Richmond, California for Brother Dan Callahan David Callahan. Oh, he and his wife are such good people. They were here at the conference. And he said, Brother Treiber, before you preach, we got a pair of shoes. I never told him. I had two pairs of shoes like this, but they both had holes in them. And I wanted a pair of shoes. And I don't sit on the platform like this and say, pray for me. Is there any gum on the bottom of this? And I got holes in my shoes. Don't forget to pray for me. No, I never tell anybody. I think it was this suit Brother Joe Arthur bought me. Everything I have is a gift. I own nothing in my life but that the people of God gave to us. I'm so blessed. I love God's people. I love God's people. I hope one day we could all be raptured together. I know they're nutcases. The presence of God, the people of God. Tonight I want you to see the product, or parentheses, the byproduct of joy. There's something, it's the byproduct is something that is as a result of doing this, you get joy. the byproduct. And God's word is going to show us here what is the byproduct. I'm in 1 John in chapter 1. Well, I'm not there, but I'm getting there right now. In 1 John chapter 1, and I want you to read verse number 4 with me. And I love this little statement, these things occur over and over in John's writing. When John writes in the book of John, these things, in the Gospel of John, he says these things 39 times. 39 times, if these things, these things, these things. Peter does the same in 2 Peter. He says it 8 times, these things, if these things be in you. I think you ought to go back and read the Gospel of John, underline that these things. And you ought to read 2 Peter, these things, as Peter writes. In 1 John, 4 times he says in this book, in 4 times he says, these things, put these things in you. He says it in Revelation 16 times, these things. Excluding Peter, John says it at least 59 times in his writing. Put these things in you. Put these things in you. If God's telling us to put some things in us, we ought to put those things in us. Amen. And he said, now these things, if these things, and these things write we unto you. And we're going to look at what things he's writing before this and after this he's talking about. I want you to catch these things, he said. These things. Put this in your life. If these things will be in you, the product of it, the byproduct is joy that's full. That word full is a great word. And I don't know Greek and I don't know Hebrew, barely know English. I know there's 75 parts of speech or whatever it is. What is there, 8 parts of speech? I know that. But I don't know, but I look up Greek words and Hebrew words all the time. When something is full, it just simply means to the top of the brim and overflowing. God says, I want you to have it to the top of the brim, nothing else. I want you to have these things in you. You get to the top of the brim. So what is the byproduct? What things produce joy? Well, the first thing is life. L-I-F-E, life. What's the first thing tonight, class? Life. I love that life. Webster says life is the state of being alive. How many are alive here tonight? Sure, we all have life. I'm glad God's word on my parents' marker says, Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. I'm the resurrection and the life. The world doesn't know much about life, but we know something about life. Look at verse number 1. That which is from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon with our hands and handled, the word of life. God spoke and spoke the word of life. The word of life. And then he said he manifested, verse 2, for the life was manifested. Not just simply the word of life, but the manifestation of life. What's manifestation? Well, that's what God's going to do at the Bema Seat Judgment. He's going to manifest. Manifestation means to publicly show or publicly recognize. He is going to publicly recognize our deeds in the body, whether they be good or evil, whether they're wood, hay, or stubble, or whether they're gold, silver, and precious stone. And if they're not wood, hay, if they're not gold, silver, and precious stone, they're going to burn up. I think these two people that just sang, I think they sang for the glory of God with the Spirit of God. We do things like that. That's deposits. Because at the Bema Seat Judgment, we'll be rewarded crowns. And we'll, in Revelation chapter number 4 and 5, we'll cast those crowns at his feet, saying, thou art worthy to receive honor and glory and dominion and majesty and power, both now and forever. You're worthy, Jesus. We don't want those crowns for ourselves. We'll give them to him. I hope I don't have empty crowns. I preach in the flesh. I preach in the pride. I preach with myself. I preach not dependent upon God. Doesn't count. That's what hair stubble. I want it to be gold and silver and precious stone. Because it's manifest. And by the way, the same manifestation is in life. Life shows itself. For the life was manifest. The life was manifest. As we have seen it and bear witness and show it unto you, here's the third one. It's eternal life. It's not only the word of life and manifested life, but it's eternal life, which was with the Father and manifest to us. How? Through Jesus Christ. That's where life is found. I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth on me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. In him is life. Jesus is life. If I want to have joy, I can't get around things that die and things that destroy and things that cause my spirit to be broken. I need to be close to Jesus Christ because in him is life. I want good life. I want to manifest life that it manifests the love of Jesus. I'm so grateful that so many years ago, God gave me eternal life. It started, I should have lost it 1,000 times, 10,000s of times. But my eternal life is because Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. I have eternal life. For God said to me, with me, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Aren't you glad you have everlasting life? You don't deserve it, and I certainly don't deserve it. And we don't deserve it, and we cannot earn it. But God says a gift of God. God gave me life. If I stay close to the life, I've got the joy. It's going to show up. Because it's a byproduct. If the Bible says these things, you put these things in you, your joy is going to be full. So many things in a day's time is darkness and doom and death and destruction and despair. But you get to the light, the life of the Lord Jesus. And so we see tonight eternal life. Life is found 75 times in John's writings. He talks about life. I mean, in the books he writes, if he talks about it 75 times, this life must be very, very, very important. And I thank God for the fact that we can have life. Oh, I've got life, I'm going to have joy. You know what else I need? What's these things? Love. Love, hi Charlene. Love. Not only life, but love. You put love in your heart, it's going to show up on your face. It's going to show up in your living. You're going to have the joy of your life. It's going to be showing up in your love. Look what he says in verse 3. That's what we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that ye may also have, here's the key word, fellowship. That's where I'm going to get this word love. I'll show you. Fellowship with us. And truly here it is again, our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And then he talks about these things. What? This love relationship through fellowship. Watch what he says in verse number 6. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship. Underline all those fellowships, please. Fellowship is a wonderful, wonderful word. When I have fellowship, it means a closeness or a relationship. I walk with the King, hallelujah. I walk with the King, praise his name. No longer I roam, my soul journeys home. I walk and I talk with the King. That's what fellowship is. Enoch walked with God. He had fellowship with God. This word love is an agape love. It's a fellowship love. In Philippians 3:10, Paul says, that I may know him, Jesus, and the fellowship of his suffering. God wants me to be in a love relationship with Jesus that I'm constantly thinking about what he did for me. He died for me. He was buried for me. He conquered death and rose again. No other God, because there is no other God, no other one that claims to be a God ever conquered death but Jesus. And fellowship is a closeness. It's a relationship. It's a love relationship. Thou shalt love the Lord, fellowship with God, thy God, with all thine heart, with all thy soul, with all... three things quickly. Love is always a demonstration. If you love someone, it's going to be demonstrated. Love is not only a demonstration, but it's a desire. I love my wife. I want to be with her. A desire to be with her. Brother Fuller, you're engaged to Jane there. And I know right now you're engaged, and I imagine you think about her all day. I wish I could be with her. And Jane and I would think it's the same. Although you get to work in our office, it must be very exciting to work in our office at your computer. But you desire, I know you do, you desire to be with Emery. And Emery, you desire to be with Sister Jane. But you know what happens when they get married? It's going to grow. And I got saved so many years ago. And I've neglected God so many times. It hurts me. How that I am not what I always should have been for him. I like to have fellowship with him. I like to talk to him. I like to do the alphabet of what he means to me. A, B. I like to just go through the alphabet. I like to talk to him about the different names he has, the letter A, B, C. I like to sing songs to him. Abide with me fast. I like to sing songs to him. Letter B, break thou the bread of life, dear Lord, to me, as thou didst break the bread. I can't remember the word right. Beyond the sacred, I pledge to thee, Lord. Break thou the bread of life. I love to sing to him. I like to talk of him. I just like to speak about him. I like to say, what a mighty God we serve. I like to sing that. I sing the mighty power of God. Oh, my God, my Father, my Son, the Holy Spirit. What a God I have. And love, I desire to be with him. I want to get with him. No one has to kick me out of the bed in the morning. I want to be with him. I want to talk to him. I want him to guide me. I have so many needs, and you have so many needs. And I'm not just talking about calm. I'm just talking about I have the need to know what his thoughts are, what he wants me to say and what he wants me to do and how he wants me to act and how he wants me to behave and what I need to confess that this is not right in my life. I desire to be with him. I desire to be with my wife. Brother Tim and Rebecca were here last week, our kids, and I'll tell you, they were busy at the conference and we didn't get any time with them. But all the few moments we had, I just desired to be with them. I love that boy so much, and God uses him. You know, it's amazing how our boys and Chris and Ryan and Timothy, they all love God. They speak of God. They preach of God. They know God. That is something very special. We have three boys that love God and want to walk with God and pray to God and talk to God. And I think we could say they all like to be with us. They're on a thread, the whole family. I don't get on the thread. I'm not, but I read it, but I never answer back. Not because of Brother Fanera, but because of Brother Tim and Brother Ryan. They'll get going, and if I say one thing, they will. It was like when they were here. They'd come over to the house at night, and they would rip city Jack Treber. It's so funny. They can make fun of me and my bloopers. And Ryan's, your son is not a very good Christian. I'll tell you that right now, because he instigates it all. And even sweet Christian Chris can get smiling. He won't say, but he'll smile at both of them. Tim can imitate anybody. His father-in-law is Dr. Larry Brown. He can talk just like Larry Brown. I'm under the spout where the shout comes. I can't even do it. And he can sit and he'll do it right in front of Larry Brown. And Larry Brown said, "Who's that?" "Chew." Those 14 grandkids, I heard today that Ashland led a man to Christ on the plane last, going to the wedding of your daughter. That thrilled my heart. You know, don't you desire? I desire to be with my wife. And I know she wants to be with me. You can smile at that at least. Smile. Are you? Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's great. Tabitha, I desire to be with you. Yes, that's right. I've got $5 I'll give you right afterwards. And girls, I desire to be with my grandkids. I desire to walk. I want to walk with Jesus. I need to. I'm so frail. And when I say that, it sounds, oh boy, he's so spiritual. It's the strangest thing. I don't feel very spiritual a lot. Oh, wretched man that I am, Paul said. And if he could say that of himself, you just think what I can say of myself. So far from where I need to be. But I want to be in fellowship. You know, when you love someone, you demonstrate it. You have desire to be with them. And love is always denial of self. If I love God, it's not my will, but God, thy will be done. Not where I wish to be, nor where I wish to go. For who am I that I should choose my way? The Lord shall choose for me. 'Tis better far, I know. So if he bids me go or stay, I want to do his will. See, because love is demonstrated, it desires, and there's denial. And that's what fellowship is. Where's the fellowship? With the Father and the Son. So, verse number 3, the latter part. Truly our fellowship is with the Father and his Son, Jesus Christ. So if I want to have these things, what things are they? Number one, what things are they? Start with the letter L. What things are they? What things do I have to have? Number one is what? Life. And secondly, it's what? And then thirdly, it's light. I need to have light. When I get light in my life, shining on my life, I can have those things produce joy. Look at verse 5. This is then the message we have heard of him, declaring to you that God is what? Light. That's why John says in the Gospel of John, men love darkness rather than the light because their deeds are evil. Look what he says about this light in verse 6. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. Oh, but if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with the other. You know that song, when we walk with the Lord. What's the next phrase? In the light of his word. What, you see, there's a byproduct. What a glory he sheds on our way while we do his good will. He abides with us still and with all who will trust and obey. I need to walk in the light because men love darkness rather than the light because their deeds are evil. John 3:19. Jesus said, I am coming to the world that whosoever believeth me should not abide in darkness, but have light. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Therefore, cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. And as in college, they taught us this song, our choir sang it, Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Sean, it was flat there. Who then shall I fear? Who then shall I fear? I remember singing that up in that cloister auditorium. The Lord's my light. Amen. So these things, 59 times John tells us these things. I want these things in you. But in this book, he says it 4 times. If these things, what things? Life. And love and light be in you, you're going to have joy. But you won't have joy when there's darkness and when there's death. And when there's a lack of love. Love, 1 Corinthians 13. Now abideth these three, faith, hope, and charity, love. The greatest is charity, love.
Thank you for listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. For more information about our ministry or to find out how to get in contact with us, visit our website at nvbc.org. May God bless you as you serve Him this week.